Mondays is a mitzvah, actually, in a wise spot.
Aval, it stodim is mutter. That means if someone, let's say, someone's done Shemoneh Esrei over here, let's say I'm done Shemoneh Esrei here, there's no issa for a person to walk like this, at the side of him. It's allowed to walk at the side of the person. Says the Mogen Avraham, it's not to mention this, yes, sir, Rabbi Yisai. The Mogen Avraham says that it stodim in front of you is also a problem. That means whatever's in my eyesight at the side, when I'm davening, is called lifnehem. I mean, according to the Mogen Avraham, someone's over here, down here is a problem, actually, in front of me. Because I can see, when I'm standing like this, I can look at my eyes, can see there, that is a problem. So Mogen Avraham says that's a problem. Stodim shelifnehem, the side, which is in front of the person, now Mogen Avraham, according to Mogen Avraham, is lifnehem davening. It's the same as lifnehem. That means, so if I walk past him, mummies like this, let's say the person standing over here, so I walk right past the person over here, that's mummies with his eyes shot. That's the problem. But if I walk, let's say, like this, that's you can't see me like this, yeah? And this is sort of friendly, really, and you can. But otherwise, you can't see me, that's what you put to everyone. So, in front of a person, and he can see him with his eye, I think what I'm saying is it's straight, and within eye range. If he moves his eye, he can see. That's called stay up if
there. What's called, it's possibly it's measured, I can see right down there.
Straight and you're looking straight in front of you. Because I have to check out the nusach. I have to check it out. The mice say any rabbis make it anyway. Right? Any rabbis says the whole issa is only mamish in front of the person, not at the side, any part of the side. It's the chatchila one. Trust you, machmir.
You should be looking that way. You should look down to the ceiling.
Not a shayla. So we said yesterday there was two timing for this mitzvah. Why this issa? Why you can't walk in front of someone who's which brings down one time is because it's mavalbel kavanosi, disturbs him, disturbs the person who's done it. When people walk in front of him, it disturbs you. And others say, the Mishnah says Nabi Alok, according to that reason, the chayiv, he's got a tuchus over his head where he can't see the chayiv, that should make it mutter. And that, he says, not so poshut, because there's another time, the Chai Adam brings another reason, and the Chai Adam says the reason is the Shechina. The Shechina is around in front of you, and therefore it's wrong for someone to walk. According to that, he says, it makes no chinah when you've got ties over.
Besides, the Shechina is there as well. Why is it?
Yeah, it's also interesting.
And behind?
Only the front of the
so
back.
He's looking only in the front. He's learning only in the front.
And behind?
He, there could be some words, what's it? But according to Shechina, what's behind? That's how the Zohar learns the Shechina all the way around. But it looks like with Peter Shulchan Aruch, the Shechina is according to this to only in front of you. And therefore the sides are behind his mutter. Interesting, you're right, I don't know how it works. It's interesting. That's what we said yesterday. Then we said another interesting thing yesterday, that... the other thing we said was that this applies to women as well and katanim for davening. He gives the chinuch obviously, and they know they're davening properly. This issa applies to them as well. You should not walk in front of them either. It's also a problem. Then we also said another thing is that the Mishnah Berurah is machmir that he holds that even in a kind that serves a problem. That means according to the Mishnah Berurah, calls man, the person has not done Oseh Shalom, or he's not ready to do Oseh Shalom, there's a problem to walk in front of him. That means if you see someone in the middle of davening behind you, it always happens after you prepare a shiur, it always happens the next day. I got a bit late to shul today. The person in front of me had finished my lesson, was turning around the whole time to see where I was up to. Now, some people are mekel if you're in the middle of Elekhain at Tzoyer. Nice to Mishnah Berurah holds that's no good. Mishnah Berurah's machmir, he says Elekhain at Tzoyer is all part of davening, and therefore there's no heter to walk among someone who does. Is in the middle of the council. We'll see what I'm saying, that some people will make it in that. But the Maaseh Mishnah Berurah should say it doesn't help with the council. So, unless the post can say the person's finished, I mean, he's waiting. Remember, Moshe showed us yesterday, he's the most, for example, I'm in front of Moshe, and Moshe is waiting for the person behind him to finish off. So, Moshe's finished, he really could do it to Shalom. But he can't because the person behind him, that is the Maaseh Mutter then to walk in front of that person. I can walk back in front of Moshe. Moshe has to wait for the person behind him to finish the Esther. But I am allowed to walk back because as far as I'm concerned, Moshe's really finished. Moshe.
Yeah.
So that's okay. Right, then we started over here a little bit with the heterium of this thing over here. And number one says, well, I found one thing that Mr. Bialocha says as well, this is applies to someone saying Krishna as well. The first possible Krishna, even though a person's got his hand over his eyes, one should not walk in front of such a person who sat down saying first possible Krishna. Yeah, postures for disturbing. Yeah, that's postures for disturbing. What?
If the hand is over your eyes.
That's what you asked yesterday. The mice, yeah, you're right. Even though that other time doesn't apply postures.
Yeah.
So last week is the. Yeah. Right, let's come on to a few etayim over here. So when is there a heter to walk in front of someone who's done Shemoneh Esrei? Is there ever a case where you're allowed to walk in front of someone who's done Shemoneh Esrei? What?
If you need to go to the bathroom.
So while, that's what we started with yesterday. The first heter is someone who's got to be a kissing. So because Shum Kovat Habrius, someone who needs to go to be excused. So the Maaseh, he can't wait where he is, especially heter of Kovat Habrius. Or even the possible say, who I did, someone's disturbing him, watch the child's disturbing him. And the Maaseh can't carry on Shemoneh Esrei because this person, this child is disturbing him. The only way to sort it out is to either to try and give a rattle to a child or to go and move the child out. But the guy behind you has done Shemoneh Esrei. In such a case, if it's disturbing the Shemoneh Esrei, the apostle would say one is allowed to walk in front of a person who's doubling. That's second heter. That is the heter, or Kovat Habrius. Another heter is a mitzvah overis. That is a mitzvah which is coming up and it has to be done now. Let's say, for example, the poskim say he's got a daven with a tzibul. He comes into MH, for example, and the maaser, the minion that he wants to go to is in the main base of Knesset. The thing is that people davening in the first shul, in the base of Metro shul, they can't get through there without walking in front of people. So many poskim hold for tefillah but tzibul, a person is allowed to walk in such a way. Obviously, there's not a way. If you can go around the other side and get in that way, then you should do that. But if a person is stuck, he cannot get in, he cannot get to his Twitter but civil, unless he walks in front of someone who's done it. It's not muscular, but not a person who holds this. If he can't get into his Twitter but civil without walking in front of people who have done this for an Esra, so Poskim, not a Poskim on Makel to be able to go through. Who I did for a Koyan who wants to Duchen. And I say, he's finished his Shemoneh Esrei, but there's a guy behind him who's taking a very long time. And he's got a problem. He can't go out to wash his hands, or he can't go to the actual Duchen itself, because there's people done the Shemoneh Esrei. Again, the Poskim say, in such a case, one is allowed to walk in front of someone who's done the Shemoneh Esrei.
What about something collecting
the stock? That action before the Poskim say is actually wrong, believe it or not, because it's nothing to do with tefillah, and therefore the Poskim say, that's not right, I saw that today actually. The interesting question, can a government stock go around when he's walking? So as far as I know, they say that's no good. This halacha is not a heter for that, because it's only chay mitzvah she'en and kushuz l'tfila, a mitzvah which is not connected to tfila, her going, gabait stocker, let's have stock about Sibyl, and someone just let the stocker to go around in the middle of Sibyl. These cases, one should not walk in front of the mitzvah, and the side is okay, yeah? But in front of the person, one shouldn't do. What? Mishnah Yosef, I don't know who that is. Don't know who that is, I'm not sure who it is. Mishnah Yosef, you know who that is? Shares with Mishnah Yosef. He says that's not mutter, it's not a heter, it's not a heter, it's a mitzvah of air, which is what I have to do with tefillah. That was another interesting answer. So they've got divided Kovat Habrius, mitzvah of Averis. A mitzvah which is not Averis, for example, he wants to go to a minion, but he knows he can't get this one, go to a later one. It's not the end of the world. He'll do something in between. He'll go to an 80 minion, then he hasn't got his heter. His heter's only when he needs that minion. If he doesn't get that minion, he's going to miss it. Then there's a heter to, what do you call it? Then we spoke about yesterday. Some people are matter if you've got your talis over your eyes or your eyes are closed. That's the Ishla of Rom. He says that we said already yesterday. Why is it's not glut, this case? Because some possibly say that the main reason is that it disturbs your Kabbalah. So if you've got a talis over your head, or your eyes are cut, your eyes are closed. So it's a soffit drabon where the person's up to. He's got a few sforas, white smutters. So he ties, you can move that. I think a lot of people do realize that it's not glut. Right? So not, a lot of people do not hold this. It's zikha, not lechatchila, this eitzah. One shouldn't rely on this. Then we spoke about mechitza. There's another heter. Someone's got a mechitza, which is 10 high and 4 wide. That separates the rishos, which is not very common. I must say, in most shuls, this shear of a mechitza of yutvachim, the tvachim wide, is not normal. I say, these tables don't count as a mechitza. We said it yesterday. The reason being is there's too much of a space between. There's a big airspace in between. It's not called a mechitza.
For the first
time of building. Okay, yeah. That helps with the time of that machine is there. So you've got mechitza, good acid, goes all the way up. Yeah, it helps for that. It doesn't help for building that, so it's not muslim. But if the mechitza is high up, and it goes past the person's face, then that's much better. That the chore is, because you're not really going to get there, you're not going to stand there, you're not going to get there, it's not very common to have.
It's a big camp, isn't it? There's a massive camp, so the soldier doesn't help you.
Yeah, I must tell you, when I was in Yeshiva, because I'm a Rosh Hashanah Kippur, clever these people, what they do, he took a chair like this, and he put string around it to make it bolt. So it was like a mechitza, his yeah.
So he put it in such a way, you could do it with the table as well. You could put string along the table, that's it, it has to be higher up.
Well, it's stender, stender's not so high. You put this stender and something on top of that, and you make a log wood, you make a proper mechitza, then that lechadra is much better. That would help according to many possible in that case. And you could walk back. That will be another eitzah. Number 5.
Nothing mentioned yesterday. The guy in front of you was Rebbe turning around, changing
around, driving
the shoulder.
I'm coming to that. I saw that today, actually. Very sure. I saw it today, folks. Yeah, very good shirt. Yeah. Another heter is, what you mentioned yesterday already, if someone stands in a place that's not supposed to. But if someone stands in the middle of the doorway, he's standing in the middle of the doorway, nice, he came late, which happens, I've seen it often in shuls actually. People come late to shul. Nice, they notice that, oh, he mustn't walk past the Danish Menestra. So they can't come into the main shul because everyone's Danish Menestra. So they stand mummish by the doorway. Now the question is, you want to get out, you've got to get out, and he's there.
How'd you get out then?
Good question, Moshe, how'd you get out? Good question. So on that, he says, it's also not Muslims, must also not, get, according to everyone, is there? Yeah. People say he's got no koyach to stop people going through a normal thorough path. Yeah? Maisi, it's not Muslim. Not everyone agrees to this. Many possibly do not agree to this heter. And they say, the Maisi, he's there now. The fact that he's there, he's wrong. He should zikha not be there. But the fact that he's there now, damnish when Esra, does not give you a heter to go around. The Maisi, according to the possum that it's mutter to walk past him, I think what Shlomo Zalman says, you could even move him. Actually, you could actually move him and turn the other way because the move him, turn or the move. Yeah, I think Rosh Hashanah says you have to do that. But it's over here. According to Rosh Hashanah, the sabbath is sort of lovely spell. While each shleima, which is going to Rosh Hashanah, appeared warm and elu. According to this shita, yes, this such a mutalav we could move him from his place. He didn't say to carry him, but he says lahainu that the sabbath is all of lovely spell. It's funny actually. I was just in Cologne today. Someone told me it's moedik. Actually, he said to me, "That's not a process." He was watching the shul. And he was done for us with a guy behind him, kept turning around. Where's he up to? And he finished Shwan S. He said, that guy gave him a mouthful. He said, you remember, it's still to this day. He said, he doesn't understand. Walking in front of someone in Shwan S. is Nisra Bonn. He said, Mavai Shamba Ram is Nisra Raisa. He said, he doesn't understand a cheshbu. But he said that he still remembers to this day the guy shouting at him. I asked him, he's smoking. But you have to realize, it's an interesting thing, actually, yeah? It's not the right thing to be doing. It's wrong. It's very awkward for someone who's taking a long time to be behind you. But you have to, if you're going to see what comes to the setter, maybe if you've got a heter in such a case. But the Maisa, there's no reason to get annoyed with someone. You have to keep the cool. Let me just find your heter. We've got a few at the table. Oh, where's your heter? He's not very happy with it. Someone brings a heter. I can't see it here. Oh, heters. In the Mishnah Akronini, it brings from if the Kabonas Hamispal is disturbed, that means Moshe and Mishmanesra, and there's a guy in front of me keeps turning his head around to see what I'm up to. The Mish is mamish very disturbing. I can't concentrate on this, yeah? Mamish disturbing Mishmanesra. He keeps turning around to see what I'm up to. So he brings Yesha Rochaim Kineski, as the Rock said, in such a case, if mamish disturbs the person davening, he's allowed to walk away. He's allowed. Yesh mokum lahokka. I'm not sure what a mokum lahokka is. I suppose you could tell the person. Yeah, I'm not sure what it means. Yes, I forgot. Well, it's lashon. Either maybe it's always a shalom, or maybe it's just for the person to go back. If his mum is disturbing. Yeah. The Meister of Shem Zaman said it's not a heter. That's not a heter. You can be matter all your shroom like this if you do such a chokhmah. You say it disturbs you, you're allowed to. Shem Zaman was not happy with this eter. He says that's not a heter. The best is just close your eyes and carry on. Forget about it. The Maisa, you have to know, next time you double.
Well, it's the Hesed, because the majority of the world is not a lot Makbid on the Salah. You can put
on anything with some other. Yeah. See, a lot of people are certain on this Ishla wrong. He might be in the middle of a kind of certain. Yeah. But you have to know that, someone just told me, it's right, the Maisa, you just see him doing Moedim, yeah? You just see him bending down. Then this Hesed falls away, the player. Yeah, it's not posh, I'm saying. It's not posh what the Hesed is that people are making it with. First, I must say it's true, a lot of people don't know this Salah, that's the truth. It's not a riot from everyone. A lot of people just do not know this halacha.
They don't know.
What?
It is shown sideways.
No, I'm coming to that as well. So the Maisa, according to this shitta of the earlier rabbah, that the Maisa that stod him, even though it's in front of him, is mutter, you could do a shon sideways, yeah? When it comes to that, well, chazan, for example, let's just come to that now. We've got time for something on. The chazan, for example, let's say that you've got the chazan who's davening, and there's someone behind him, Shemin Esra. He's got a problem now. He wants to do a shon from his side of Shemin Esra, but he can't do it. The guy behind him is what you call it. That guy behind him is done Shemin Esra. So I thought, what's the big deal? What's the big problem?
Doesn't it, you can start
Shemin Esra either? Yeah. So yes, Omrim, what you're saying now, that the best is to go to stop him. So for example, let's say the person's done the Shemin Esra here, and I'm in front of him, I'm the husband. The guy there. So what I can do is I go to stop him. I go to the sides.
Sides,
you rely on that shit, and you start with me, go forward like this, and you start
now.
Anybody, not after a cousin,
anybody.
Yeah. Let's say there's a shoe, and it's done in with, the whole line is. Now I'm stuck, the whole line of people, I'll pick the shoe, the whole line of people, I'm the first one
finished.
Now what do I do now? So on that, the post can say, in such a case, one starts with an S with that. The cousin,
I can
see that, should times ask me, should you defeat? I don't know. But I said the apostle say in such a case, the person who can't should not do Osha Shalom. He should leave out Osha Shalom. They say, the guy behind is over here, I've got it's all along with the people. I can't do anything, I'm stuck. I want to start my little shot, it's getting late. In such a case there, the apostle say that I should start Shalom Esther without doing Osha Shalom. Straight away to start because all the shots are being
fired. Say Osha Shalom, where's Osha Shalom?
Say Osha Shalom, I can't go back.
If somebody's on the aeroplane, he can't do it, he can't do Osha Shalom, sitting down, Osha Shalom, sitting down.
Each individual having a shkina in front of them. Why can't the shkina be in the middle of the front and everyone's dabbling in the shkina? What did they do in the base to make them?
What better? What about
the view in front of the shkina? In front of the shkina. What better?
The first is you. The shkina is by you.
What did they do in the base to make
them? Sunday, Monday.